contractor required somebody to be in there within a couple of days or a week, so that we could get.
We already have a standing contract, and it is 30 to 45 days, period. Anything sooner than that, our cost will accelerate up, because that becomes an emergency situation where they gotta drop everything that they're working on, and we're not their only client. So we give them a 30 to 45 day time period to be in there and get it taken care of.
Okay, all right.
Any questions or comments? All right, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wertz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lizzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Okay, move on to city council reports. I have a really quick thing. It's way down the line. It's 6 months away, but as we get into 2019, looking at the schedule, the first Thursday in July is July 4th. So we're going to meet on Wednesday, July 3rd, instead of the 4th, just so everyone has that in his and her minds. So Wednesday, July 4th. Wednesday, I mean, July excuse 3rd. Me, Wednesday, July 3rd. Okay. All right. Any other council comments? All right. Chief Administrative Officer report.
I don't have anything at this time.
All right. City Attorney report.
I have nothing to report.
City Clerk report.
Yes, Your Honor. I have the report of the January 2nd, 2019 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The following action was taken. They recommended approval of a community unit plan to develop an 8-lot subdivision on 4.7 acres at 425 Emerson Avenue and 2040 Boaz Avenue. They recommended approval of rezoning 11204 through 11224 Big Bend Boulevard from R3 to R5. However, P&Z recommended denial of the site plan to develop a 48-unit apartment building. A public hearing will take place, will be scheduled. They unanimously recommended approval of amending the zoning code and the site plan for a 14-unit condominium building at 204 South Clay Avenue. A public hearing will be scheduled. After presentation, the commission recommended approval of multiple subdivision waiver requests to allow the Kirkwood United Church of Christ at 1603 Doherty Ferry Road to be on a lot less than the required 3 acres and for smaller side yard setbacks than required. After a presentation for a site plan for Crown Castle to replace the 80-foot tall cellular tower with a 90-foot tall tower at 12309 Old Big Bend Road, a subcommittee was appointed and a meeting was scheduled at the site for January 9th at 8 a.m. After presentation for a site plan to construct a multi-tenant office building at 10727 through 10741 Big Bend Road and 126 Prospect Avenue, a subcommittee was appointed and a meeting was scheduled at site for January 8th at 7:30 a.m. And after a presentation, the commission recommended approval of rezoning 345 South Fillmore Avenue, 210 East Monroe Avenue, and 212 South Taylor Avenue from I-1 to B-2. And that's all I have, Your Honor.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, and a public hearing will be scheduled for that one.
Great. All right, thank you. All right. With that, the next meeting of City Council is 7 p.m. January 17th. This meeting is adjourned.